though, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
0% no interest financing for 6 months with approved credit, plus downloadable coupons online at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the original $189 window, guys. Window World. Take advantage of 0% financing and online coupons to save you even more, including windows, insulation, and siding from Window World. Save money on your new windows and your energy bills with Window World today. 314-993-1800 or WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
These eyes cry every night.
In the last hour, a lady named Kenna called us with a joke that we were too stupid to get. At least we didn't get what was funny about it. Now I see she's back. Let's find out why. Kenna, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I wanted to explain that a little better.
Okay, before you explain it, though, for people who weren't listening because an hour has gone by, okay, maybe you need to tell the joke again.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
A businessman attending a banquet was surprised to see that the old man taking coats at the door gave no coat checks in return. He has a great memory, a fellow diner explained. He's been doing this for years and prides himself on never having made a mistake. After the banquet, as the businessman was leaving, the old man gave him his coat, and he asked, "How did you know this is mine?" The businessman asked, "I don't know, sir," the old man replied. "Then why did you give it to me?" "Because you gave it to me, sir." And that's because he didn't give him a coat check.
Good okay. Lord, I have a headache.
All right, and you called us back for what? For what?
Because he didn't give him a coat check, she added that.
Wait, the businessman.
Yes, but he normally would have gotten a coat check at a restaurant.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
And then when the man asked, "How did you know it was my coat?" Because he didn't have a coat check.
Right. Because he gave it to...
He gave it because it's the one that was given to him.
Because so he has the good memory, so he just remembers.
Yeah, I guess what we're missing here is usually in a joke, you burst out laughing, and nobody laughed. So I'm wondering if what where's the funny part that we're missing here?
Tina's getting it.
Okay, okay. How many telemarkers does it take to change a light bulb? You know that one?
No, how many? I'd like to hear.
I know about 18 versions of this. How many?
Okay, one, but he has to do it while you're eating dinner.
Okay, let's give him a round of applause. Yeah.
That's much better.
That's
a punchline.
That's
right
more
there.
Like a joke, yeah. Wow.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Kenna, thank you.
Okay.
Not a name you hear every day,
yeah.
Kenna.
She called back to explain it. I still don't understand
he
it.
He had it because he didn't get a coat check.
Yeah, but it's not funny.
No,
I mean, it's not
because
like,
it's
funny.
One of those little things.
I thought the businessman was told that he has a good memory, so he should know that he doesn't get
it. But it doesn't mean it's his coat. It could be somebody else's.
No, you're turning it into something else.
No, it's just that he handed it to the coat guy, and the coat guy gave it back.
Guessing. You're just guessing
let's
that.
Let's just drop this. I mean, really, this is... Had a listener who has been on a couple of trips with us. Oh, by the way, let me rub this in. A week from Sunday, we leave for the Dominican Republic.
Hallelujah.
And one of the people who has traveled with us a couple of times but can't make it this time called me and said, would you pick up a bottle of Mexican vanilla for me? Now, the Dominican, you can buy, you don't have to go to Mexico, you can buy Mexican vanilla. And I said, really? And she said, yes, there's apparently a huge difference in Mexican vanilla and the vanilla you buy here. Is that true?
Every gift shop, yes. You see shelves and shelves.
I noticed they had a lot of vanilla down there.
I think Julie bought some. When she...
And it's bigger bottles you can get for a decent price.
Why is the vanilla? I would think vanilla is vanilla. What?
I think it's pretty expensive here, isn't it?
You get a big bottle.
That's not why she said pick it up. She said it's better vanilla.
Quality. It is. It's different. It's like pure vanilla or something there. I don't know what the deal is, but I've been asked.
Why can't we have that imported and sell here if it's that
I don't
good?
Know.
There's no reason we couldn't have good vanilla.
No,
yeah.
That vanilla, that's an interesting thing. What is that? Is it like extracted from beans? What is
right.
it?
Right. The vanilla bean. Have you ever had vanilla ice cream with the bean flakes in them? Yeah. It's just the extract from
it
the
smells real strong.
Vanilla bean pod.
But it's very strong. That is one of nature's great natural smells.
Yes.
Is vanilla.
And you would think just drinking vanilla extract would be good. It would taste
good.
But it's so powerful.
But you put it in something, and it's some good stuff. Mm-hmm. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Okay. The old man said, I don't know if it's your coat or not, but you gave it to me.
I think I get it, but it's just that it's not
delivery.
Funny.
It's all in the delivery. It's timing. You guys have perfect timing, all the ways to deliver everything.
I don't know about that. Thank you, Tony.
Bye.
All right. Now, see, he told it, and no, that doesn't matter. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
We don't know. We're working our way through this. We're fine. What can we do for you?
Well, I work for a beer distributor over in Illinois, and I called on the Mexican stores over in Fairmont City, and they've got real vanilla from Mexico, so that nobody needs to pick it up for anybody. They can go there and get it.
And where again is this that you get real vanilla from Mexico?
From Fairmont City, Illinois. There's three Mexican restaurants there with stores inside of them.
Oh, we have those here in St. Louis, too. I mean, they're all over. Mexican grocery stores? Oh.
Yeah. And they will have the real Mexican vanilla.
So you don't have to have people on vacation bring it back to you.
No, you don't.
You can buy it here. All right, that's good to know. Thank you, John.
All righty, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I never knew there was such a difference in vanilla. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
We're doing great.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered why there are no dead penguins on the ice in Antarctic?
No, I never have.
It's because the penguins are such a close social group, and they mate for life, that they take good care of each other, take tremendous care of each other, and when a penguin dies, they use their beaks and their strong little wings, and they dig a hole deep enough in the ice to bury the penguin. Then all the males stand around it and they sing
something about the ice hole.
Freeze a jolly good fellow, freeze a jolly good fellow.
Freeze a jolly good fellow. What is going on?
It's a full moon. I'm telling you, it's a full moon.
Then they kick him in the ice hole.
Yeah, I knew the ice hole thing was coming. Thank you, Dan.
I got to check. I think it really is a full moon.
Seriously, check the calendar.
The full moon was 2 nights ago.
Well, I think
if
you're within 48 hours of a full moon, stuff happens. Yeah. Are we close to a full moon?
Let's see here. Full moon calendar 2012.
Freeze a jolly good fellow, which is pretty funny, actually.
January 9th. It was
2 days ago.
2 days ago, yeah.
See, within 48 hours. Residual, Dan's right. Residual
fallout.
Lunacy. Residual lunacy from the... it's lunacy. Because Luna Moon, that's where lunatic comes from, is... Forget it.
Yeah.
It was his coat. You see? That's what...
I want to throw something out here to the audience. There's a person in this building. And before the show today, this person said to me, talking about yesterday, I mentioned that the adult... Entertainment Expo was going to be in Las Vegas January 18th, where the porn stars sign things and you can interview them. And I tried to get the station to send me out as a representative. Of course, cheapskates, they won't do it. But this person said to me before the show, oh, talking about that little thing we talked about yesterday, and said, you know, I've never seen porn. Now, this is an adult 40-something-year-old person.
You're not going to say what sex?
Female.
I could say
and
that.
But let me add this. If you read the statistics on porn, and you've heard this, more women buy and rent porn than men. That's what they say, according to the industry, and they can back that up with, look, they track who checks out of the, you know, those stores that sell vibrators and stuff and videos. Women buy porn. It's hard for me to believe that somebody who's
do you think over this person
40
would tell you?
Absolutely. I don't think it's. So I don't think that the person is making this up. Why'd you say she?
You already said it's a female.
Okay. So I don't think that she is making that up. But it's just funny to me. It's kind of like years ago I worked with a guy, and he said on the air, he just happened to mention that he'd never tasted a Hostess cupcake. And then I met a guy who said he'd never tasted an Oreo cookie. How could that be? How could that possibly be? How could you have never seen porn? And then I just got to wondering, well, maybe there are a lot of people who've never seen porn.
I've never seen porn.
Oh, good grief. I don't mean as a habit or daily or weekly or even. I just mean you've seen porn. And she says no.
You lump those a lump.
I'm not talking about Playboy magazine.
Like Skinamax, like the movies that they show on Cinemax after night.
No, that's not porn. That's softcore. That's not porn. That's a Cinemax. You see boobage, but I'm talking about real porn.
The video store I used to manage, we rented those.
Wait a minute, you managed a video store?
Uh-huh.
And you rented porn?
Oh, yeah.
I remember those.
They had the funniest names.
When I was a kid, you know, the smaller mom-and-pop video stores, they would have that certain part that was cordoned off. It was a special door, and it had signs 18 and above only allowed back. They had, special rooms for movies.
Yeah. I've seen that. Only 18 and older, right. And you go back there and you rent. But to not have seen, maybe there are a lot of people that have never seen it. It just surprised me, especially somebody in this business where all you got to do is walk back to the sales department and half the guys back there have porn on their computers. I worked on Market Street when we were over in the building with Y98. There was one guy, a sales guy, I'm not kidding. Anytime you walk back, that's all he did.
See, I don't.
He watched porn.
I don't get that. I don't get what the point would be to. Usually, when you watch that movie, those type of movies, there's a reason why.
You're headed for something.
Yes, there's a finale, a big crescendo.
You're working your way toward an event.
But when you're in a
during
workplace,
the day, it's just
Why would you want to get all worked up when you're just in a workplace?
I think he got fired for it because I think he left it on and somebody walked by the wrong person and went, hey, what's this offensive stuff? And I think he lost his
job. Should. I mean, that's not something
but
you should
But to not
do.
Have seen it, that... Wow, I guess, you know, maybe there are a lot of people that haven't. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing good, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just wanted to give a quick plug. I heard Johnny Londoff talking about Silverados and Chevys in general. Drive a 06 Silverado. It's a company truck, mainly on the road in central Illinois. Basically done the oil changes, kept everything up, haven't had any major breakdowns on 367,000 miles as we speak.
Wow. That's some heavy-duty mileage.
Yeah, it's, well, I lived down in the St. Louis area for a while, and then I got a job, and they transferred me up to Springfield, so I was driving up to Springfield and back every day, and now I'm traveling
Hold it. You drove to Springfield, what, Illinois?
Correct.
And back every day?
Ooh. Correct.
Wow. Holy man.
That's a good 4-hour round trip, isn't it?
Easy.
Actually, you know what's weird? I worked in downtown St. Louis, and it would take me a good 45 minutes. I lived actually in Hamel, Illinois.
I know where Hamel is.
Yep. So it took me about 45 minutes in traffic to get from my house to the office in St. Louis. It actually took me 1 hour exactly, so 15 minutes longer to get from my house to where my office was up in Springfield.
So from your house in Hamel to Springfield was how long?
It was probably about 70 miles, but it took me exactly 1 hour. So it took me 15 minutes longer to get up there because there's no traffic. It's just put the pedal to the metal and go.
Man, I would never have thought you could make that.
You must have been averaging a
70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You're a lawbreaker. You had to be.
No, you put it on 70, set the cruise, and you're there.
Well, but, and Hamill's a lot closer than we are. I'm thinking from here. You're tacking another hour on if you go from here. Seriously.
Correct. You're another good half hour from downtown.
Yeah. All right,
but,
John.
We've been just major oil changes, tires, brakes, but nothing, same transmission,
that's
everything. Still going like a top.
That's all you have to do. Thank you, John.
Hey, can I ask a favor?
Sure.
Can I do the polka hay?
Sure. Hang on a second here.
All right.
Hold on. This will take us a minute.
Wow.
We don't get this request.
No.
I've always wanted to do it.
Very well. That's a sad life.
It's extra work you're putting me through.
Very, very sad life. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go, John. Hold on here. Hold on.
All right.
Wait. Hold it. You didn't do it. You've always wanted to do the polka hay, and you didn't do it.
Oh, did I miss it?
You didn't. Yeah.
It starts right away.
Here, hang on.
Hey.
Do it again. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Where's Deuce Boy when you need him?
Yeah.
No kidding.
All right, here we go.
Wow. Hey!
No. John, we're going to do it for you, and then you're going to do it, okay?
Okay.
We'll do it for you. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey!
Okay. Now, it's your turn, and you're the one that asked for this. You've always wanted to do it. Here we go.
Hey!
You're not the king of timing. I'll tell you that.
Let's say close enough.
Okay, let's just say close enough and let that be it. Yeah. Okay, thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.
I've always wanted to do that.
Well, he did it about four times.
Well, you think he would have practiced a lot in his car all these years.
It's one thing to just be a little bit off, but he had a huge pause there. Let's talk to Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at John. And just you can ask his wife how he is on timing.
Oh, that's good. Wow. What can we do for you,
but
Lisa?
Anyway,
you did it.
Darn. Yeah. I wanted to call and let you know about the full moon. Okay. I used to do crisis therapy and with suicidal people in the hospitals and jails and stuff.
That's cheery.
And we used to check our schedules to see who was on call during a full moon, because we knew 2 days before and 2 days after you're going to get all kinds of people.
See, there's something
That's
to
amazing.
It.
That's amazing. And I totally believe it. Yeah.
I believe it. Today, I believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I always heard about there's more births and stuff. But, I mean, people do just react different in the way your day's been going so far.
We're proof. We're solid proof right here. All right. Well, thanks.
I'm just having a good time. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for the confirmation. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I have a special guest. I've never spoken to this lady, but we're going to speak to her now. Her name is, if I get this wrong, you correct me, Sandy. Sandy Skikas?
Skikas,
that's right. Sandy Skikas. Let's welcome Sandy Skikas. And I'll tell you why we're welcoming her. She's going to help me. In fact, she's going to do this for me. It's time to talk about Good Feet, but I'm going to let her talk about Good Feet. You live in Swansea, is that right?
Right.
And there is a Good Feet store over in Swansea, I believe, or Shiloh, close.
Close enough.
So tell me your Good Feet story.
I went in there just absolutely miserable.
With what?
Plantar fasciitis.
Yep, that's the number one reason people go in there.
I had been shopping that day, and I thought, I can't take any more. I'm going in. I kind of put it off because there's so many things out there that just don't work. And I thought, okay, I'm giving in. I'm going to go. And I went, and when I walked out of there, I had happy feet.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was unbelievable.
Well, I've had that plantar fasciitis, and it's hard to explain. It's like you're stepping down on a knife blade or something.
Ew.
So, yeah, it's really...
I couldn't stand for my heel to touch the sheet of the bed.
Yeah.
It hurts so bad. And this stuff is just, it's like a miracle what they do out there. So, it really is. It's awesome.
So did you end up with like one insert or two or three or?
I ended up with two.
Two, and tell them, explain to people why you had two different inserts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant.
Oh, you mean,
I just got one pair.
One pair. Well, which would be two.
That's why I got confused.
Yeah, and so some people need three pairs. Some people need two, depending on what they do for a living and how long they're on their feet and
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm retired, so I don't have to be on my feet all the time
anymore. Let me ask you a couple of questions you don't have to answer, but I'd love to know, how old are you?
67.
Favorite age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did you do when you worked?
When I worked, I was in sales most of the time, and I was a bill collector.
Oh,
she laughs when she says
bill collector. Yeah.
See, that's the evil bill collector we always hear. Yeah. Hey, I'm here to collect the bill.
I was the nice bill collector.
Oh, you were the nice one. Okay, I heard there was a nice one. That was you. So what do you do now that you're retired? What do you do with your days?
I just mess around and have a good time.
Now, that's the way it should be when you're retired. All right, so for anybody who's skeptical, and by the way, I watched Good Feet had one of their 5-minute infomercials on today, and I watched it when I was at home on television. What I think a lot of people should know is, you know, Ozzie Smith pops up there. For anybody that thinks that they went to Ozzie Smith and they said, hey, look, if you'll say this, we'll pay you. Ozzie Smith walked into Good Feet store just like anybody else, and found what he was looking for. And when they found out he had come in, then they contacted him and said, hey, would you tell people about your experience? And
it's beyond belief. I just can't believe the difference.
And did you have, how long did it take for you to know, probably right there in the store, you felt something different?
Oh, I've felt 95% better going out.
Yeah, and that's what I try to tell people. You'll know.
And I just didn't believe it. I really didn't.
Yeah, you'll know in the store if this is the solution. And
they had me, you know, they had me walk around with them for a long time in the store, and I said, my gosh, I can't believe the difference. It's awesome.
Yeah. In fact, you feel so good sometimes, you feel like just running out with them and not paying for them, but don't do that. I would advise that.
No, they're not going to let you do that,
dear. You won't get away with that.
So, no, absolutely not. Well, absolutely not.
Sandy,
but I'm going to encourage everybody to please give them a chance to go out there and try them on.
Well, I am so glad that you spoke with us. It's nice to meet you on the
phone. Oh, nice to meet you. Absolutely.
I like the way she's
saying. Yeah.
So how's everything in Swansea?
Oh, it's just hot and heavy over here, I'll tell you.
Wow.
It's so boring, it's unbelievable. It's really dull, dear.
Well, that's why you need those inserts to get put in your shoes so you can get out of there.
You're not going to get a good check from the Swansea Tourism Board.
Hit the road running.
No, I don't think we even have a tourism board. Are you kidding me?
I think we need to keep Sandy's number.
I know.
We need to call her from time to time. Well, Sandy, good luck with your feet, and thank you for going to the Good Feet store, and thanks for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, so good to meet you, Frank.
All right, Sandy Skykiss.
Yeah.
I like her.
What a hoot.
I like her a lot. We have to take a break. Then we come back. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, will join us. And I have a little story that I want to share with him and with you, a little dog story. We'll do that when we come back on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, they've cleared that accident out on westbound 70 that was between TRUs and Highway K. Everything is open now. The traffic is pretty well solidly jammed from Cave Springs out to the TRUs area. Downtown, eastbound 40, that's starting to slow from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. We've got westbound 40 that's slow, Hampton through McCausland, 270 and Mason. Northbound 55, that right lane is jammed up. It's actually south of Park now, up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still looking good over the bridge and into Illinois and the Metro St. Louis area, and eastbound 70 looks good. This traffic report is brought to you by Pearle Vision. Visit pearlevision.com to find great money-saving offers like buy one pair of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses, get a second pair free. Pearlevision.com. It's just another way they're different. Pearle Vision, clearly different. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to hang out with Blues alumni and McGraw before a Blues game? Well, here's your chance. For $50, you'll spend an hour with McGraw and a Blues alumni player at the Top Shelf. shelf at the Scott Trade Center, Thursday, January 19th. There'll be plenty of free food and drink. Then our Red Hot Blues take on the Edmonton Oilers. For tickets, go to KTRS.com and click on the Top Shelf Party banner. Use the password KTRS and you'll be good to go. And $5 from every ticket purchased goes to the 14 Fund. Meet, greet, and eat with McGraw and the St. Louis Blues on the Big 550 KTRS.
Belleville Indoor Shooting Range is a proud supporter of the shooting sports, and now they're building a second range in Bridgeton to serve both sides of the river. To identify their new, bigger market, they're putting the same great name on both locations. That name is Metro Shooting Supplies. That way you'll know it's the same people bringing you the same quality service on both sides of the river. Learn more about Metro Shooting Supplies at buylearnshoot.com or on Facebook. Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville, Illinois, and soon to be in Bridgeton, Missouri.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Arsenic in your apple juice?
What's in your water?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And I'm Mike with All Pro Water. We are the locally owned St. Louis Metro Area Hague Dealer.
If you could take all of the chlorine and contaminants out of every tap of your home and it could save you money, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would, Justin. We have the Hague Water Max system that is the most technologically advanced water filtration on the market today. Visit us at allpro-water.com for your free in-home water analysis. Again, that's allpro-water.com.
We will guarantee to save you money.
And that's a good thing.
These are sports guys.
Hey, what's going on?
And one thing they love is a sports bar and grill where they can enjoy great food in a fun, friendly atmosphere with plenty of big screens to watch their favorite teams. And what place is that, guys?
Krieger's!
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill in Chesterfield. Krieger's Sports Bar with plenty of big screen TVs to watch your favorite games on, including the big game coming up.
Our ticket to Sports Nirvana.
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill on Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, a block south of 4064.
Krieger's!
Go to Krieger'sChesterfield.com for more.
R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta-potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta-potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free pension and call 1-800-947-AUDIT.
Target Talk St. Louis, Sundays from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Host Stephen King, NRA certified shooting instructor, discusses the world of firearms from competition to firearm safety. Every week, Stephen will take your calls and have guests from around the world of firearms. Target Talk St. Louis, live from 6 to 7:30 p.m. every Sunday. Target Talk St. Louis is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton on the Big 550 KTRS.
With H&R Block Office, online, mobile, and Block Live, you can now prepare and file your taxes wherever, whenever, and however you like. H&R Block. Never settle for less.
There's no better way to see the USA than in an RV. Find the RV that is right for you and your family at the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show. America Center, downtown St. Louis, January 13th through the 15th.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
It is time to chat with your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. And Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Please welcome the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everybody?
Doing great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM and the PM.
I won't take time to do it now, but I will tell you and the listeners that later, either today or maybe another day, I want to talk a little bit about the stray rescue, Randy Grimm. I know everybody has heard his name. We're looking for another dog for sort of, it would be my daughter's dog and my mother-in-law's dog. But, but this outfit is unbelievable. We went online and applied to adopt a dog. Now, we missed the dog by a day. It's with another family. What an impressive operation this place is.
They got some money behind them.
Well,
good
that they
do. Yeah, he's pretty much dedicated his, I see.
His whole wife is dedicated to it.
But they won't let you adopt a dog. You should, I printed out the questions.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty strict. They'll
make a visit to your home before they put a dog in.
My brother and sister-in-law got one that had been really abused, and they got it.
The problem is, if you don't do those kind of reviews, then too many animals come back into the cycle of rescue again, and then you just have more problem.
And they've already been rescued probably from a bad environment.
Oh,
why would they want to go back
into exactly. And Randy is unique in that he started and has continued. They go into deserted buildings and stuff where there's a lot of strays that have been just released, and they do a really great job at bringing those animals out, and then they get them kind of reacclimated to human contact, because some of them have been wild for a while and they can be a little more aggressive, but for them to take that challenge on is pretty impressive. And I like them a lot.
Before we continue, I forgot to give the phone numbers out. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Doug, jump in right now, because we're going to go right to the phones. 314, we have two lines open. The phones are broken here, but we do have a couple lines open, and the toll free one of those is open. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. I forgot to give those numbers. You call now, you will get on. There they go, lighting up. You will get on with Dr. Doug Pernikoff. No, we picked out this dog just from a picture, and literally by one day, a family took it, and the way apparently it's working is they're going to take the dog for a week. The dog was already a foster dog. A family was raising it. So this family's going to take it for a week. If it meshes and goes well and they get along, and I don't know if the kids are involved or whatever, they'll keep it. If not, then maybe we get a chance to bring it home.
Cool.
And 2 years old and house trained and all that stuff, you know, everything looks perfect. But we'll see. Let's talk to Dave. Dave, say hi. I just dumped.
Uh-oh.
See, our phones are screwed up, and I'm confused by
the
lighting.
I got him. I saved him.
You got him. Let me bring him on down here. Doctor, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Dave, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. What can I do?
The question I had is I just recently adopted a boxer from a shelter here in St. Louis this week.
Okay.
And he came to me with a case of the kennel cough.
Sure.
And he's on some medication, but I've noticed that it kind of looks to me like his eyes seem unusually bloodshot.
Okay.
Is that part of the medicine, or could that be allergies?
Yeah, I'm not sure what medicine you have, but I'm betting that it might be an unrelated allergy kind of issue secondary to some other problem. The kennel cough is one syndrome, and then the eye thing generally is its own entity. So I would have whoever your veterinarian is just review that and make sure if there's any suggestion that there's irritation to those, there's medications you can use very easily for the eyes.
Okay.
And the kennel cough will last for a couple of weeks. It's not a dangerous thing. It's more of a nuisance kind of pathology.
Okay.
Okay? Have fun, and thanks for adopting.
Thank you, Dave. All right. I don't want to mess this up. There goes Dave. And kennel cough, is that a condition?
That's awful.
Yeah, it's actually the trachea has little hair, like they call them cilia, little hair structures that they sort of work in a wave form, and they actually kind of filter debris that's trying to come down the airway.
Hey, I know we have a recording of a dog with kennel cough. Yeah, there it is right there.
It's kind of like a kid with croup.
That makes your dog sound like Paul Harvey coughing.
Yeah, true.
This would be Mike. Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Mike.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I'm AM and a PM,
first
of all.
There you go. Hallelujah.
And I would also like to ask, we have a beagle. We have two beagles, actually, and one of them does that baying bark that that beagles are famous for.
Uh-huh.
And the other one, we were able to break of it just by kind of tell it to shush when it would do it and just really being vigilant on it. Is there anything extra we can do? Because this new one's more of a puppy, but, boy, he just does it every time there's even a small noise outside.
Yeah, I would definitely talk to a behavioralist. There are different options for you, and it wouldn't be my area of specialty. But I know that if you can get them to stop, some people like what we call the bark collar. Some people are very much against it because they feel like it's kind of inhumane. I don't think it's a bad choice because I think that they learn very quickly that they'll get a negative kind of reinforcement if they're barking in that. But there's probably other techniques that trainers can give you to try and work through that. So I would really kind of direct that to a behavioralist.
Hey, Mike, before you get away, could you give us an example of what that begging bark sounds like you're talking about? What does that sound like?
It's like...
Praying.
Oh, man,
said,
that
like
was
a I think it's it called.
Sounds
yeah.
like my wife. Nuts.
Sounds like, I'm sorry, what, doctor, your wife? That sounds,
it sounds like my wife is complaining.
See, I would never have said that. Mike, thank you for your call.
Thank you for taking my
Mike.
Call.
Good luck,
Mike. Dr. Doug, how do you get to go home for dinner after
Sunday? Well, she doesn't cook, so it's okay.
Well, hey, join the club.
I thought he was going to say she doesn't listen, but no, she doesn't cook.
I just go upstairs into my office and close the door.
I know that feeling about going home with no cooking. Let's take one more from Garrett. Garrett, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, what's cooking?
Garrett?
Your turn, Garrett.
Yes. Dr. Doug, I have one question. I adopted a dog, a little puggle, and I think you brought it up before, but I don't think I heard it, but he gets his little black runny eyes all the time, and I'm constantly cleaning them out.
Mm-hmm.
They get all crusty, and I'm wondering if that's normal or...
You know, some of these small breeds do produce a lot of kind of tear, and it can stain that tissue. I always tell people to kind of trim that, have the groomers trim it away so it can't lie there and just stain the tissue. And there are some products that sort of provide like a bleaching effect to get rid of the stain, but you do want to rule out that there isn't irritation to the conjunctiva, like a pink eye in humans. So, again, that's something I really appreciate you adopting. We're getting a lot of good adoption information today.
Well, great, and I do have one last question. When would be an appropriate time for me to let my dog know he is adopted?
That's a good one.
I wrote a children's book on adoption, and I think that it has animals in there. You can come over and take a look at it and see if that'll help you.
All right. We're out of time. Dr. Doug,
thank you.
Good luck going home to your wife tonight.
I'm coming to your house.
Well, there's no food there either.
Okay.
So good luck. Thank you, doctor. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend, the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. Rates are still in the threes. You know what kind of rates I'm talking about? I know you do. Mortgage rates. Anybody who is renting a house right now, and you can in any way scrape up a down payment or find a way where there's no money down to get a house, why in the world are you renting? This is your time. I mean, it really is. These ridiculously low interest rates. And anybody who has a house, you have a home, then you have equity in your house. And if you're not using that equity to get cash, you're making a mistake. I mean, you're just making a serious financial mistake. You're costing yourself literally hundreds of dollars a month that you don't have to be spending. That could just be money in your pocket to do with whatever you please. It's not a sales pitch. It's not some gimmicky slogan. It's just the truth. You pay off things like credit card bills using the equity in your house. The average savings in all the markets where American Equity Mortgage is king is about $640 a month. Some people, it's $1,200, $1,400 a month. Look into it. Let them talk to you about bill consolidation and home equity loans. It is a great time to borrow money for a house or borrow money with your house using the equity. AmericanEquity.com or the number we do not want you to confuse with any other phone number, 314-878-9999.
Let's see how things are looking on the highways with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, you're looking pretty good on southbound 270. You just have a bit of a slowdown near Doherty Ferry. Now, there is an accident. It's off on the right shoulder, but causing a bit of a slowdown on southbound 55, midway between Rivas Barracks and Lindbergh. You're backed up between Union and Rivas. Now, this mess out here on westbound 70, the accident has been cleared between T.R. Hughes and 79, but you have a solid jam back to Zumbel. And it's also the two right lanes trying to get off at Mid-Rivers Mall Drive has about maybe a half a mile backup waiting to get off on there. Now, if you're traveling westbound 40, it's slow from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. Looks like we're a little bit slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the new and improved $2 Powerball from the Missouri Lottery with bigger jackpots, better chances to win, and more Missouri millionaires. Coming soon, January 15th. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Victoria Babu, and join me this Saturday at 4 p.m. for a special edition of my show, Smart Living. Who better than a St. Louis mother of 10 to tell you which fast food restaurant is debuting a menu designed to curb childhood obesity? We'll hear from author and fitness blogger Catherine Sansone. And are you computer challenged? A tech expert writes the book for late bloomers. And why is it some people never seem to get sick? It's not about the chicken soup. We're going to hear how they do it from a health researcher. Join me Saturday at 4 p.m. for a special edition of Smart Living right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is LaRusso's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating LaRusso's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run LaRusso's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of LaRusso's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at LaRusso's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or LaRusso's.com. We'll see you on the Hill at LaRusso's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or LaRusso's.com.
When you're on the retirement highway, do you worry if you have enough gas in the tank to finish the trip?
Mark Allen, the host of Retirement Income Answers, Sundays at 9 a.m. on KTRS.
You know, retirement's a long way to go without a paycheck. And regardless of your current savings, many worry about running out of gas on the retirement highway. And nobody wants to run out of gas. At Income Planners of America, we help people retire comfortably with financial security. And we've been doing it for over 25 years. We've helped a lot of families, and we can help you too. If you're tired of the volatile market fluctuations and are looking to create and protect a dependable retirement income, conservative solutions do exist. Give me a call and set up your initial consultation. There's no cost. I'll come to your home or office, and I'll show you how to enjoy a financially secure retirement. Don't wait until it's too late. 314-454-9700. 314-454-9700. Visit the website, IncomePlannersOfAmerica.com. Make sure you have enough gas in your tank for your retirement journey.
I like to hear the whole song.
Oh, yeah. We never get to hear a lot of it.
We never get to hear much of it. From Downtown St. Louis is the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Yeah.
Hey.
How are you, Bill?
You threw me into a panic there. I thought, oh, crap, I can't hear what they're saying.
We did that on purpose.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, a woman in Arizona trapped in her car for a week survived by only eating snow. There's a Ponderosa across the street, but she preferred the snow.
Oh, man.
That's funny, unless you're Ponderosa and you're listening.
And a new book claims that President Obama has been secretly throwing lavish parties at the White House with movie stars and expensive catering. Not to be outdone, Mitt Romney also hosted a wild party, where it is that he and his friends watched Little House on the Prairie reruns till about 9 p.m. And former President Jimmy Carter has reportedly given President Obama advice on winning re-election. Kind of like the Cubs giving tips on winning the world championship. And finally, this afternoon, well, former coach Bill Parcells has been named a finalist for the NFL Hall of Fame. He originally left the business for personal reasons. He wanted to spend more time with his refrigerator.
Oh, I can relate.
Yeah, the Bill Clevelin segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
And I'm going to have to read an email I got about Bill and his political humor.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's not happy about that. Is there still Ponderosa?
I think so.
A couple. Not many.
Are there Bonanzas? Remember when Bonanza and Ponderosa were, to me, the same thing?
Yeah, there was.
I
mean,
I could not tell the difference.